Hello again. Hello again.
Hello. My name is George. We are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about the current situations in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
Male.
Excuse me, sir?
A male.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
March 1st, 1950.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Film college.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm mixed with everything, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, what is your race?
Like I said, I'm mixed with everything. I put others on the application when I was younger.
Okay. Can you specify, like, you know, Asian, I don't know, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Okay. I would say Black American, if you want to say.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
No, I'm registered.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Public transportation, healthcare, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, corruption in the city government, city services like trash pickup, homelessness, crime and public safety, public school funding, gun violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
Or inflation.
And the last one I had is inflation and the cost of living.
Cost of living.
Okay. I have gun violence and cost of living. Is there anything else that you would like for me to get down for you from the options I have?
Housing. Or okay. Homelessness. I would put homelessness.
Homelessness, okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very favorable. 5 means that you're neutral. 0 means that you're unfavorable. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. And if you don't know or you've never heard of
five.
Okay, let me give you the first option. I have council member Kenyatta Johnson. From 0 to 5, what do you choose? From 0 to 10, do apologize.
I'm neutral.
SEPTA?
I'm neutral. That's 5, right?
Yes. And what about SEPTA?
I don't catch SEPTA, so I'm neutral.
The Philadelphia City Council? From 0
to 10. Dissatisfied? 0.
Governor Josh Shapiro?
Neutral.
Mayor Sherelle Parker?
Favorable. Fixed.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
7.
A police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
7.
Your local police officers?
7.
The Philadelphia Police Department?
7.
District Attorney Larry Kreshner?
5.
Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
That's 0 to 7.
Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or
somewhat
strongly
approve?
Disapprove? Okay.
Somewhat approve.
And thank you again for your patience. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in the city government. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're highly satisfied. 5 meaning neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. 0 meaning highly dissatisfied.
Okay.
With the issues in your neighborhood. Here's the first one. The quality of education in public schools. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Highly satisfied. 0.
Access to public transportation.
7.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
0.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
5.
The cost of rent.
5.
Access to affordable housing.
5.
Public safety.
0.
The availability of good paying jobs.
3.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting worse.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising...
Falling behind.
Falling behind, okay. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goals or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. And you may choose up to 3. Recreation and entertainment, paying down debt, groceries, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, childcare, healthcare, including prescription drugs, gas, public transportation, rent, education, personal care. You may choose 3.
Okay, you got to go over that one.
Let me repeat them for you one more time. I have recreation and entertainment, paying down debt, groceries.
And then down debt, groceries.
Okay. I have utilities, gas, electricity, and internet.
Utilities, gas, and electricity.
Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crimes? Not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
A few times a month.
A few times a month, okay. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much, on the police department?
Too little.
Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or planning to take in the immediate future. After each, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safe?
Not at all safe.
expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries.
Very safe.
Being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Somewhat safe. No, not at all safe, really.
Hire,
I think they should go to the hospital.
The other one says hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Somewhat safe.
Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
I'm not safe at all in Kensington.
Oh, and the other one says aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safe.
And thank you again for your patience. In a few words, what you have seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently, in your own words.
In my own words, she seems like she's determined to do her job.
She seems like she's determined to do her job?
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay. But just to clarify, sir, what have you seen, heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker? Just that she seems determined to do her job.
Do her job, yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like for me to add?
I don't know that much about her. I just see her on the news a lot, and I see her doing good things for the community.
Okay. And as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024, and you may select...
Oh, that's easy. Homelessness.
No, here's the options. Let me read them for you. I have tackle the opioid crisis, foster small businesses and local jobs, hire more police officers, invest in community development, support more affordable
community
housing.
Development.
Okay. And what about support more affordable housing or improve our schools and education?
Improve our schools.
Okay. And here's a list of specific police that could be included in the Mayor Parker's proposal of 2024, a city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 if you support or oppose each policy. Where 10 means that you strongly support it, 5 means that neither you support it nor oppose it, and 0 means that you strongly oppose it. Here's the first one. Invest $100 million for commercial courier cleanup, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
Ten.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Thank you. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from the streets.
10.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
10.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for the faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
10.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Ooh. 7.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses, districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
10.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
10.
Thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on recruiting all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid of work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work-from-home for the city employees and requiring them to go back in the office?
That's five.
Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid pandemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision of to end the city support for needle exchange programs?
I don't believe in needles, so no, I don't support that at all.
So do you strongly support it or somewhat oppose it?
Agree.
And Ash, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia Public School, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safer and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know,
I somewhat support that.
Someone support it? Okay.
So I'm going to go. I would just say five. I'm neutral on that.
Oh, well, the options I had is strongly oppose, somewhat support, or strongly oppose, or strongly support.
Somewhat support.
Okay. And how often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
2 times a week.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Independent.
Strong or not strong Independent?
Strong Independent, I am.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thinking about your approach in political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal? Somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or someone else?
Rent.
And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay?
Heterosexual.
And do you... Okay, and do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Binary.
This is just a yes or no question, sir. But let me repeat it again for you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Oh, that's no.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was unable to vote.
And below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. I have New York Times, local news stations, Philadelphia Daily News, TikTok, CNN, Power 99, NPR, YHYY, YouTube, Washington Post, Fox News, X or Twitter, Facebook,
YouTube, local news, is local news and YouTube.
Okay. And my last question, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Or was it less than $24,000 a year?
$25,000? Oh, yeah. I'm disabled, so less.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.